Welcome to today's episode. Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
Are you struggling to figure out how to fill your events, how to get more butts in seats? It can be very, very, very targeted through Meta platforms, through Google platforms. You can very specifically target people in a specific niche for specific pain points, specific targets, specific demographics, specific even occupations and monetary income. Make sure you go into it with a clear budget, what you're willing to spend, and knowing that in the beginning, you're paying for data. Even though you may not be getting necessarily the results that you're looking for right away, you're paying to learn, which is really important to go through. And remember, it's not a set it and forget it type of strategy. It requires active management so that you don't blow your budget. Something can be working one day and then not working the next day. All right. Reputation, right? That is a form of currency. It's the Pareto's principle. There's typically about 20% of efforts that get 80% of the results. If you have 10 partners that you partner with, it's probably going to be one or two that are going to give you 80% of the results or the outcomes, which means you're going to have to deal with the headaches out of trying to manage the 10 to figure out who's actually going to do it. Yeah, you lose money. So how do you become an event that's profitable and impactful? Normally, where the majority of impact and profit is made is on the back end of a live event. When there is a high ticket offering, which I define as $10,000 or higher version. And the only way to do that is to create a sales system where you can predictably move people through your events, get them there, move them through your events. Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button.
Are you struggling to figure out how to fill your events, how to get more butts in seats? Well, in this video, I'm going to share with you the three main ways that several of our event leader clients have used to fill their live events. My name is Rudy. I'm the host of the High Profit Event Show, as you know, listening here. And I interview event leaders on how to create impactful and profitable live events. So let's jump into it here. So there are three main areas that most of our clients that we work with, they tend to use to fill their live events. Number one is organic advertising. Number two is paid advertising. And number three is joint ventures. So I'm going to go through these here one at a time. I'm going to talk about the pros and the cons. And then I'm also going to present some potential solutions here for you along the way as well. So first and foremost, let's talk about paid advertising. I think this is one of the questions I hear most often from guests is, should I do paid advertising? If so, how much? How do I know it's working? When am I ready for paid advertising? So here's the pros of paid advertising. One, it can be very, very, very targeted through Meta platforms, through Google platforms. You can very specifically target people in a specific niche for specific pain points, specific targets, specific demographics, specific even occupations and monetary income. So you can be very, very targeted. You can drive a lot of leads very quickly. And it can be fairly scalable in that the more you spend, the more you get type of idea. Here's a few cons. It can be expensive. It depends on what your skill set is with paid advertising. It does require a significant amount of testing and optimization. And depending on your experience level, whether you're doing it or someone else is doing it, know that there is a learning curve when it comes to paid advertising. Even if you know what you're doing, you probably already know listening to this, it takes some time to find winning ads and it takes a considerable budget. So I would say if you're going to go into it, make sure you go into it with a clear budget, what you're willing to spend, and knowing that in the beginning, you're paying for data. Even though you may not be getting necessarily the results that you're looking for right away, you're paying to learn, which is really important to go through. So platforms like Google, as I mentioned, Facebook, great platforms to practice paid advertising. Now, it is important to make sure you track the cost for registration or per lead and make sure it meets your revenue model. This is going to be very important. I'm going to talk more about here in the video of knowing your numbers and the benefits of doing that. And
remember, it's not a set it and forget it type of strategy. It requires active management so that you don't blow your budget. Something can be working one day and then not working the next day. All right, let's talk about the next one, organic outreach. So here's a few pros. Technically, no direct cost because you've already paid the cost of building an audience or having a list or already have built some direct relationships. So no additional monetary cost, but I don't think that's purely true. There's the cost of time, energy, effort, reputation, right? That is a form of currency. So I want to make sure it's not, I mean, okay, that is free necessarily, but it's different in the sense that you're not necessarily, it's just all like a paid budget. Now, there are some cons to this. One, it does require consistent effort, which everything really does. And it tends to be a little bit of a slower result, though it can be quite effective, obviously, if you have an existing following with proven engagement, an existing list, et cetera. It just maybe not quite as fast as paid advertising as far as reaching a very specific demographic very quickly. So things like blog posts, videos, social media, et cetera, are all platforms similar to this video for generating content and creating engagement via organic outreach. Along the similar vein, and I want to put into this category are things like meetup events in your niche or networking events. Not quite scalable, but nonetheless can be very valuable, especially when it comes to if you can go to events that have your target audience there and actually get to know people and have a better understanding for what their needs are so that you can translate that into content or paid advertising, et cetera. But at the bottom line is you're leveraging your existing audience and platform, which depending on where you're at in your business, may be big, may be small, might be small and very engaged, might be big and not engaged at all. So everyone is going to be different here when it comes to this strategy and your leverage when it comes to it. Number three, joint venture partnerships. What are the pros? Getting to leverage other people's audiences. If you have trust with a joint venture partner and you have a similar value, similar demographics, similar or complementary offerings, this can be a very powerful strategy and can be very cost effective as well, because typically you are sharing in the revenues generated from any potential ticket sales and maybe some revenue splits on the back end with the particular joint venture partner that sometimes works. So big pro is that you're leveraging the authority of an existing audience with someone else. Okay. Con is, as I mentioned prior, you are sharing revenue and oftentimes you are relying on other partners' efforts. So this is a big thing to think about here. My experience has been with joint venture partnerships and having them used to promote events, it's the Pareto's principle. There's typically about 20% of efforts that get 80% of the results. If you have 10 partners that you partner with, it's probably going to be one or two that are going to give you 80% of the results or the outcomes, which means you're going to have to deal with the headaches out of trying to manage the 10 to figure out who's actually going to do it and just getting them organized in the first place, which takes quite a bit of effort. But nonetheless, they've done well, can be very cost effective and very powerful. I have several clients and friends who really built their primary business on joint venture partnerships. So it can be done very well. When done properly. Okay. Remember, be sure to vet your partners carefully and make sure that you make fair arrangements when it comes to that. All right. So let's come back to some of the problems at hand when it comes to filling the event. So the thing to note here is, back to my notes, that it can be costly, right? Whether it's time, whether it's money, whether it's political capital, social capital, it can be costly when done and if not done properly. It can also be costly to run an event and not have enough people at the event. So it's this fine line that you're driving of paying to fill the event profitably, ideally, and also not hosting an event with not enough people there where it costs you money, you lose money. So how do you become an event that's profitable and impactful? So I mentioned prior, it's important to know your numbers and going into the event, knowing what your cost has been to acquire a customer and also knowing what the value per customer is when they attend your event. Now, if it's the first time you do an event, you're just not going to know the very first time you do an event. But ideally, if you've done an event before, your numbers based on a previous event of, hey, based on how many people attended my event, what was the revenue you generated? Divide that by the number of people who attended who are eligible to become new clients. That gives you what's called a per head average or gross revenue per attendee. And that gives you a sense for how much you can pay to acquire a customer. Obviously, the goal is to have everybody that attends your event be worth more business than what you spent to acquire them. Now, if you're focused primarily only on ticket sales to recover your cost of acquisition, this can be a fairly challenging task to take on. Some people can be profitable or break even on ticket sales, but normally where the majority of impact and profit is made is on the back end of a live event. When there is a high ticket offering, which I define as $10,000 or higher, some people it's $2,000 or higher, $1,000 or higher. But when there's another offering that invites people to participate at a higher level with you, continue their education, deepening the work, their impact, and ultimately increasing more revenue for your business, which will increase your per head average. Now, if you're someone who's listening to this and you already are doing live events, you have a high ticket offer, or maybe you have an offer, but you're looking to make it more high ticket, but you're just trying to figure out how to crack the code on how to make sure that your event is profitable as well as impactful, one of the solutions that I highly recommend is using a virtual sales team to support you on the back end of your virtual event. Because a virtual sales team who is professional and knows how to do this properly will be able to give you consistent, predictable conversions into a high-end back-end program, as well as be able to help you determine the metrics and the numbers that you need to know and measure so that not only can you have a profitable event, but also be able to repeat what you've done and do it predictably and consistently. One of my dear friends and clients I recently spoke with shared with me, hey, my problem with my event is I've been converting, but it hasn't been consistent. I need a 20% consistent conversion. And the only way to do that is to create a sales system where you can predictably move people through your events, get them there, move them through your event. So if, for example, that your event converts at 20% and you know that your average client who joins your event pays, say, $7,000 when they convert, then you can do the math and say 100 people attend, 20 people join, 7,000 each. That's about $140,000 in revenue. Right. So then I can now know I can spend X number of dollars because I know I'm going to get $140,000 back or about $1,500 per attendee on average. So now I know I can go spend $500, maybe $1,000 to acquire a customer because I know on average I'm going to get consistently $1,500 or more per attendee. So I want to give you that illustration, that example of what's possible when you have a sales system and a team behind you that does that. So if you found value from this video, I invite you to share this with someone who is an event leader, who's doing events and wants to have predictable conversions and impactful, profitable events. And if that's you, I invite you to come over to our website, thevirtualeventsalesteam.com. And on our website, you'll be able to read a little bit more about our process and how we do things. And you can schedule an individual consultation with me or a member of my team, and we will give you the step-by-step blueprint on exactly what we do to assist event leaders in doubling or potentially even tripling their enrollments into their mastermind and high ticket programs. Appreciate you very much. Go ahead and click the link below here somewhere and come over to our website, check out what we do. And if it's a fit, go ahead and schedule a consultation with me or a member of my team. Have a great day. We'll see you on the other side.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.